Britain is having to send in its troops to bolster security for the Olympic Games. With just 2 weeks to go, it's emerged that the company contracted to provide security doesn't have enough trained staff. Home Secretary Theresa May has confirmed that 3,500 extra troops will be deployed to make up for the shortfall. She says the move wasn't prompted by fears of an increased security threat, but the need to deliver a successful event. One of the worst avalanche disasters in years has claimed the lives of 9 climbers in the French Alps. The group was swept away by a wall of snow near the ski resort town of Chamonix. 4 more missing people have now been found. A petrol tanker crash in southern Nigeria has killed more than 100 people. The tanker didn't immediately explode, so nearby villagers had rushed to collect its leaking fuel. As they did so, the tanker burst into flames, igniting the petrol. Many of the dead and injured were women and children. The senior New South Wales police officer says the culture of violence around Sydney's night spots is the worst he's seen in more than 30 years on the job. It follows the death of teenager Thomas Kelly, who was king hit in an unprovoked attack in King's Cross last Saturday night. Meanwhile, there's been another shooting in Sydney's southwest overnight. No one was injured in the attack on a home at Greenfield Park.